Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny。你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
那最近我在微博上看到一个很有意思的调查，就是问大家，如果你不是在从事现在的工作，那你想从事另外的什么工作？
Yes, and as soon as Jenny brought this topic up to me this morning, I thought, this is a trap.This is a trap.
为什么是一个陷阱?
Because we're talking about dream jobs here. So Adam, if you didn't have your current job, what would you do, Adam?
This is my dream job.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, 今天想跟大家说这个话题就是我觉得本身这个问题就很有意思。另外从语法上来讲它也特别有意思因为这个是中文和英文语法。非常大的一个区别、嗯、而且这也是英文语法让很多朋友觉得很、哦、真的很烧脑非常 confusing 的一个语法点
Right, right. And this is not just for Chinese students of English. This is for English students everywhere.
哦，所以各国的人都觉得这个语法点很 confusing, 是吗、好，那究竟是什么语法点呢、就是这个 if, 如果、
Yeah, but that's the easy part, right?、Everybody gets if.
好，那我们就把刚刚那个问题再来问一遍，然后我试着把它翻译成英语哈。如果你不是在从事现在的工作 ，so if you are not doing your current job, or if you're not doing what you're doing now, 你想从事什么工作 ？What do you want to do?
Oh, okay, Jenny, so that sounds nice. That sounds nice. I totally understand what you're saying. But from a grammatical point of view, remember, we're talking about something unreal here. I am never going to leave this job.
Therefore,
saying something like, if we're talking about a situation where I do not have this job, that's unreal.So we always want to say, if you didn't have this job, past tense, if you didn't have this job,What would you do?
对，所以这个就是很让大家觉得很搞的。为什么我们这里都在用过去式，然后这些事情又不是 happened in the past?、对 ，Adam 刚刚已经把原因说了，就是我们这里是一种假设，这就不是 reality,、不是现实、所以就谈到英语里面的有好多个 conditional, 对吧、就是这些条件句啊，然后其中几个条件呢只要它是 unreal 不现实的我们就称作为假设或者虚拟语气、
That's right. So that's why we're always saying things like If I were you、
It's
a really simple example. If I were you, I'd do that. Or if I were him、People always ask us Why do we say were? Why don't we say if I was?
或者 if I am you 对不对
Yeah, if I'm you That sounds like you went to school for about 2 years
但我觉得这是很容易犯的错误啊因为中文我们不会这样区分的嘛我们就说如果我是你我会或者我不会干什么、对不对、但在英语里面只要这个是一个假设我们都要用过去式是吧
You should, yeah, you definitely should
OK, 好诶那讲到刚刚你说就是、这种不一样的 conditions、英文我们在语法里面会把它们称之为比如Zero conditional,、first conditional,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I as teachers love to talk about this kind of stuff. I don't know how helpful it is for students to be thinking about, geez, is this zero, is this one, is this two? More importantly, we're talking about real or unreal.
Unreal, 对，就是到底是真实的情况还是假设、而且这个假设还有不同 level 的假设，是吧
Right.
好，那我们来给大家举几个例子好了。其实这里不是说只要你用 if, 如果你一定要用过去式，因为有一些情况it's real, right? We're talking about a reality.
If you heat water, it will boil.
就是如果你把那个水烧一烧它会、沸腾、So that's going to happen、好那刚刚这种就没有争议的情况对吧 Zero debate 一定会发生的那接下来的一个是 first conditional
Okay, first conditional Basically all this means is that you are using will You are in a situation where you are going to use will So for example, if it rains tomorrow Jenny will bring an umbrella
那这个和上面 if you heat water, it will boil 有什么区别呢
Well, we're talking about tomorrow. We don't know if it's going to rain.
哎，对，所以刚刚那个情况就是，如果明天下雨，我会带把伞，对吧？但是我们这里不太确定明天是否一定会下雨，所以它比刚刚那个 zero conditional 就是必定会发生的事情门槛又高了一点点。
Right.
但还是就是这个事情的因果关系是非常直接的，对吧？好，那接下来 let's move to 比较虚拟、比较假设的事情。
Okay, so we're talking about rain. If it rained money,
wow,
I would be rich.
但是 impossible. 如果钱从天上掉下来，像下雨那样，我就会很有钱。
So a better example is, again, when we're talking about giving advice to people. If I were you, I would do this.
Adam, if I were you, I would keep doing this job for the rest of my life.
Oh, for the rest of your life? What about my life?
所以这种是这就是 second conditional 二阶条件句，我们就要用一般过去式了，因为我们基本上都在假设就不太可能的事情。
Yeah,
so, 不真实的事情。
Right, so that part is a little bit more flexible. Like, so for example, we could use like, if it were raining,I would do this. So we could use a few different tenses with that.
对，但是基本上它那个基本的 tense,
Right.
都是过去式、
yep.
你不能说 if it rains money I、
right.
will be rich 好那最后呢我们还有一个情况是
Okay, so this is the third conditional. This is where we get into tongue twister territory.
三阶条件句 a third conditional.
And here is where we're really getting into the unreal because, you know, it could rain money
Yeah, sure,
no. You know.
okay, yeah.
Think about some possible situation where it could. One thing that is impossible to do is change the past. So we always use this to express regret or alternative history, something that could have been different.
对，所以这个 third conditional 三阶条件句呢，我们就是在讲已经过去已经发生的事情但就像 Adam 说的你在后悔你有悔恨 regret 就是啊我当时应该这样做的或者我当时不应该这样做的
Right. So one of the things that I regret I know I always say that I don't regret anything but I think when people say that they're, you know, they might be fibbing a little bit So if I hadn't said that stupid thing my girlfriend would notHave dumped me.
就是我如果当时没有跟我女朋友说那样的话，那样蠢的话，她就不会跟我分手。
Right.
所以因为这整件事情都是发生在过去，然后你又是在过去的这个时间范畴里面做一种假设。一般过去时已经满足不了这个情况了、
right.
我们要用过去完成时、对不对
That's right. So there's usually a had in、
yeah.
there. If I had done this thing.
Or I hadn't.
Or hadn't, exactly.
对 I would or wouldn't、有后面的那个结果。
Right.
好。
you did great, Jenny.
我觉得就解释的还算比较清晰啊，然后大家也可以配套看今天的文本。
Right, but really, what we want to focus on more than anything, guys, is it's just different levels of reality. So, as a native speaker, when somebody is, you know, asking me something about my work, and then they say would.I think like, would, what, do I not have to do this? You know, it's, will is very definite. Would is not definite.
Okay. 对，我觉得 Adam 刚刚那个 tips 很好啊，就是这些不同的几阶的条件句，零阶的就是，反正它就是现实，无可争议，一加一等于二这种，然后一二三就是越来越假设，越来越不现实，对不对？然后到最后那个第三个就是发生在过去的事。好，讲完那么多语法以后呢 ，Let's circle back to the you know practical stuff， 比较实际的那个问题，就是我们的工作。今天我们的 whole discussion about you know if you didn't have your job， what would you do？
Right，
就是 job 这个工作在我们人生中占很大的比重啊。You spend so much time doing it， and it's such a big part of your life。
Right。
所以这工作是不是能让你快乐就很重要啊。
Right, exactly. So, we could talk about happiness, of course, but often we talk about job satisfaction.
对，比如公司做一些员工的 survey, questionnaire, 调研、they really want to see the job satisfaction level.
Right, yeah, that's true. And then on those same surveys, there will be another word that starts with E, and that is engagement.
Engagement.前面 job satisfaction, satisfaction 是满足的意思嘛、这个 engagement, 当然它有很多意思啊，有一个意思是订婚、这里的意思就是你是不是很投入自己的工作，是不是很 involved?
I thought it was more about the 订婚 I thought like, have you found someone at work?
You married your job.
yeah, maybe, that's it.
我跟工作结婚了。
Yeah.
对哦，就是这种境界。
I guess so, yeah, huh.
就我也看、有些翻译成就是敬业度员工的敬业度、就是你真的很爱自己的工作你以自己的工作为荣然后你把它当成是一个 long term 你长期的一个事业
Right, right, it leads you to a career path
对事业英语就是 career 啊，这个比job 听起来要重要很多
Yeah, a job is just a job. You do a job, you get, maybe you could do a job for a day,、all right? Or a job could be a part-time job.、a career is something that you do over a very long period of time.
对就是很有意义的、一个事业。然后刚刚你说 career path, path 就是一条道路嘛、所以你的事业轨迹事业道路对吧、这里我们基本说的就是 you know, you've been doing this thing for quite a long time and you've built a lot of experience and you're pretty good at what you do、
or you're good at hiding that you're not good at it
anyway, career、所以我们经常说 it's not just a job, it's my career、我很 engaged
Right, now remember that Korea is a country in Asia
所以这两个 Korea、发音是一样的是吗
Well, in England, they're pretty similar In America, they're very different、I have a career in Korea So in America, we make that R sound at the end, career
Career.
Right, yes.
Career. 好的 enough 啊。然后那另外一点很重要的是你在这个公司或者在这个工作当中有没有晋升的机会对吧、
Right, so we're talking here about advancing or a noun, advancement,
对
and opportunities for such an advancement.
Yeah, we actually say career advancement,、对吧？就是 advance 就是再进一步嘛、
right.
再上升一步啊。好，我们前面讲的都是非常好的，非常
positive
理想的情况。
Oh, yeah, ideal.
ideal. 但是对一些朋友来说 it's not that ideal, right?
And it's not for everybody. Yeah, it's the most ideal would be if everybody could have great job satisfaction or、could be really engaged. But the truth is, a lot of people are very unfulfilled.
是。前面我们用 satisfaction 来表达你对工作是否很满足啊、是否这个工作给你带来满足和满意但这里你不满足的话我们不用什么 dissatisfaction 哈我们通常会用 unfulfilled
right, yeah, right
因为 fulfilled 就是比 satisfied 好像层级更深一点
yeah so I mean I would say on that point about satisfaction or dissatisfaction versus unfulfillment or being unfulfilled, you could be dissatisfied for lots of reasons. You know, maybe your salary isn't high enough,、but you still love your job,、or you're still really good at your job, or you love your colleagues,、or whatever reason. Unfulfilled, you could have a very high salary and be unfulfilled.
Oh, exactly. 你刚刚这个例子特别好，就展现了 satisfaction 和 fulfillment 的区别。
Right.
好 and you often hear people who feel unfulfilled at their job. 觉得在这个公司或者在这个岗位上面没有什么 advancement opportunity,、right?
Right, yeah, so they're stuck. You're stuck in one spot.
所以 stuck 这里一个我们是说没办法没有上升空间没有上升阶梯是不是它还可以形容 emotionally 就是
stuck, yeah.
对 我不一定说我要 get a promotion 什么的 but maybe I want to try doing different things,、learning new skills.
Sure.
但是根本没有，所以就是很 stuck.
I mean, we should really just do a show about stuck, because stuck is one of those words in English that is just incredibly useful.
Yeah, sometimes when we're recording, we get stuck and we have to redo it.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
哎，然后还有前面我们不是说就 work job 和 career 的区别吗？我觉得下面这个是很好的一个 definition.
Right, right. So for some people, work or their job is just a paycheck.
Paycheck 就是你的工资 salary.
Right. It can, right? I guess the thing is, I don't want to be too judgy either way. If, you know, you have...A lot of satisfaction at your work, that's great. However, if there are other aspects in life that bring you fulfillment, that bring you meaning, and your job is just a paycheck, that's great too.
啊，这倒也是。对很多人来说，工作不是人生的全部，是吧？
Right.
好，最后我要问你一下。
I know you're waiting. I'm waiting for this.
If you were not an open language host, what would you do?
Oh, yeah.Actually, how about we put that over to our listeners?
他们肯定说你去卖凉皮什么的。
Yeah, that's my dream.
But I have to say, 我自己必须说的是，这个 question 对我来说 is meaningless, 没有意义，因为我就不能想象如果 if I didn't have what I have,nothing I would rather do. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。当然，我们也很想听听大家 What's your answer to this 灵魂拷问？Yeah. Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.